Got more. We've got you. Watch at home or on the go with GoTV Stream. GoTV. Love it.
Roma. Do you remember those Uber days? The lectures, the friendship.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, democracy and economic stability go hand in hand, HH. Zambia calls for increased intra-African trade. In international news, ex-Nigerian minister in bribery trial went on speeding sprees, court hears. In sport news, CAF sanctions Senegal, Morocco after AFCON final. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, this morning we had the privilege of joining the annual Diplomatic Corps gathering where we updated our international partners on Zambia's continued progress. In 2021, inherited a country by default, today we have completed our IMF program, restructured much of our debt and achieved single-digit inflation for the first time since August 2023. These numbers represent real relief for Zambian families and restored confidence in our economy. He reaffirmed the commitment to the reforms that are delivering result and to holding free, fair and transparent elections this August. Democracy and economic stability to go in hand in hand. He said Zambia is open for business and open for partnership, and he urges that he will continue to deepen ties with all nations for the benefit of the Zambian people. Government has revised compensation regulation for police and immigration officers who are injured or lose their lives while on duty. The changes are intended to offer strong support to officers working in demanding and potentially dangerous conditions. Zambia Police Service Commission Chairperson Peter Machungwa says since 2023 the compensation framework has been updated to improve benefits, ensuring officers who face risk in the line of duty are properly covered. Southern Province Permanent Secretary Naman Monze welcomed the move, describing the enhanced compensation package as a meaningful step towards recognizing the sacrifices made by security personnel. The government has described the death of Mpika District Council Chairperson Morgan Musoma as devastating. Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says Musoma was a leader who served his community with dignity and dedication. Piri says the government will work closely with the family of Musoma to provide the necessary support and ensure the late council chairperson is accorded a befitting send-off in recognition of his service to the nation. He has called on the people of Mpika District and the country at large to remember and mourn the late Mr. Musoma in the same spirit of dignity with which he served. On behalf of Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gipti Sialubalo, the permanent secretary, extended the condolences to the bereaved family, the people of Mpika district, the local authority, and all those who worked closely with the late council chairperson. Piri added that the further details regarding funeral arrangements will be communicated in due course. Still in local news, the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, has arrested and charged four more officers from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock over the alleged misuse of part of a $10 million US dollars loan from the African Development Bank obtained by the government in 2019. SEC Director General Daphne Chavu has confirmed that the four officers face charges related to the corrupt acquisition of public property, possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, and concealment of asset. Chavu says these latest arrests bring the total number of suspects involved in the strategic livestock investment and management project SLIMP case to seven. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, she revealed that among the arrested is Emmanuel Chilala, an accountant. All is set for the Kasama mayoral by-election scheduled for tomorrow, January 2026. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has deployed polling staff to all stations except two hard-to-reach polling stations in Kasama Central Constituency, where access has been affected by bad weather. ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda said polling staff for the two affected stations will be deployed early tomorrow morning. General Mukanda told journalists in Kasama that the affected polling stations will be compensated for lost time as they will not be ready when voting begins at 6 hours. He said the rest of the polling staff and the police officers were deployed to their respective polling stations, including five located in hard-to-reach areas. General Mukanda added that the campaigns have so far been largely peaceful, with only two incidents reported to the Commission's Complaints Committee. And finally, in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the diplomatic corps accredited to Zambia to deepen cooperation in trade and investment. Speaking during the annual greeting of the diplomatic corps in Lusaka today, President Hichilema said Zambia has recorded notable progress in economic reforms, governance and social development, creating new opportunities for investors. The president said the country is diversifying its energy mix through expanded solar and green energy projects to reduce dependency on hydroelectric power following recent drought. He also commended partners supporting investment in technology, including Starlink internet services, which he said are improving connectivity in rural communities. Meanwhile, Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Rodney Sikumba said Zambia remains committed to re-engaging with the international community to strengthen cooperation, attract investment, and promote sustainable development. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sport news. Please don't go away.
Find your sweet spot with DStv Stream. No more missing out on those epic moments or must-watch soccer action. With DStv Stream, your favorite DStv shows are always with you, no matter where life takes you. And the best part, DStv Stream is already included in your subscription. Download DStv Stream today from your app store. Sign in with your DStv account and let the entertainment begin. It's showtime, anytime, with DStv Stream.
And we're off. It's a full house tonight. Eyes glued to every pass and every goal.